This is Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. When you think about Vermont's aging demographics, you can imagine some of the social impacts. But here's one more. The problem of financial fraud could increase. That's because seniors are often targeted for scams and other financial abuse. This week, the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation is announcing its new efforts to prevent and combat elder financial abuse. It's part of the National Senior Safe Training Week that begins today. Mike Pichak is commissioner of the Department of Financial Regulations, and he joins us now. Mike, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me to discuss this very important issue.
It is important. I know so many folks who've been impacted by this, including members of my own family. Your office frames the problem this way. A fifth of Vermonters are over the age of 60. That population is growing more rapidly than any other age group, and they're vulnerable because of the amount of money they have saved in preparation for retirement. So I understand the potential for financial abuse is significant. But describe for us, Mike, how big of a problem is it right now in Vermont?
Well, Nina, it is a very big problem nationally and also here in Vermont. The Department of Financial Regulation has seen cases on the uptick in recent years. Just so your listeners know, we regulate the banking industry, the insurance industry, and the securities industry, which have sort of consumers. And in each one of those divisions, we've seen an uptick of frauds that are perpetrated on the elderly. As you mentioned earlier, I mean, one in five citizens over the age of 65 have been the target and a victim of a financial scam in the last 12 months. And annually, the total losses total about $2.9 billion. So it's a very serious issue. And the thing that's the most scary, I think, of those figures is that only one in 44 cases are actually reported to a regulatory agency. So one of the things that the department is trying to do is bring awareness to this issue, break down some of the embarrassment or shame that a person who has been a victim might feel so that they report it to the department. And the reason why that is important is that the number one thing to stop this issue is prevention. And when I say prevention, I mean both stopping the money from leaving an account so that once the money's gone, it's pretty hard to get back. And two, prevention, meaning giving those that are victims or targets of financial frauds the toolkit to know how to handle them. We found that those that have been able to thwart some sort of fraudulent targeting, the reason 80% of the time they've been able to do that is because they had heard about a particular type of scam before the scam was targeted on them, or they heard about the type of tactics that scammers use when perpetrating a fraud.
Well, I want to jump in there and ask you, you know, what are some of the common scams that you're hearing about right now that are targeting seniors in Vermont?
Yeah, there are three scams that I want to highlight. We'll have a whole list on our website, which I suggest that your listeners go to and review at their leisure. But some of the ones that are more prevalent are the so-called lottery or sweepstakes scam. This is a scam where you're maybe at home or you receive an email. The person on the other line says you're lucky enough to be the winner of the lottery. And to claim your prize, you need to advance a certain amount of money for fees or taxes. And, you know, it's a deplorable scam. And you know, the thing to sort of arm yourself there is, number one, you know, if you haven't entered a lottery or a sweepstake, you cannot become the winner of a lottery or sweepstake. And then secondly, you know, no legitimate lottery or sweepstake will ever ask you to put up money up front to claim the prize. So we always recommend, you know, never give out personal information on the phone and always ask the person to mail you information over the mail and say you don't do that type of business on, you know, over the phone. And it's very sad. I mean, I was myself in Brattleboro at the TD Bank office and saw an elderly couple trying to cash a check that they had received in so-called lottery scam. The bank teller did an excellent job of informing this elderly couple that this was not a legitimate lottery victory, that they were being taken advantage of, and they implored them not to cash the check. So bank tellers, insurance agents, financial advisors, they're really the front lines of trying to stop this issue and prevent it.
Are those the folks that are going to be trained with this new program?
Yes, that's exactly right. We will be focusing our outreach on investment advisors, so broker-dealers, investment advisors, insurance agents, bank tellers. Again, they're sort of the partners that we need in order to sort of tackle this multifaceted issue.
Well, and so often, I mean, I've gotten letters in the mail from, you know, what looks like a legitimate organization, and they're sending me a check for $46,000, and I just have to do X, Y, and Z. And I think, you know, but if you're not savvy, or if you, you know, could really use that $46,000, it seems like it would, you know, some of these scams are really pretty sophisticated and can suck people in pretty easily.
They are very sophisticated. I mean, just to give you a couple of other examples, because I think it's important to talk about them. One other one that very prevalent is the so-called grandparent scam, where, you know, you'll receive a call from a young crying person. The reception's not very good. They say that they're your grandchild and they're in some foreign country and they've been arrested and they need your help. They need you to immediately send money and don't tell mom and dad because they're embarrassed and they don't want anybody to know. So, you know, this is one that's been commonly employed in Vermont and elsewhere. And, you know, a very savvy grandparent in Brattleboro asked the caller, well, what's your middle name? And, you know, the person couldn't answer that. So, I mean, hearing about this, arming yourself with information as what's your middle name, what are your name of your parents, what's the name of your pet, information that only a real grandchild would know. Are sort of important for folks that might be a target with that type of scam. Again, urgency is always the thing that they're trying to employ. You need to act now. You need to do this immediately. And almost never is there actually a need to act that urgently. So always ask for more information. Ask for information to be mailed. Don't make any decisions on the phone. And never give out personal information on the phone.
You know, you talked about how embarrassing this issue is. And I can only imagine if you fall victim and you consider yourself a pretty savvy person and suddenly you're out $5,000. How is your program kind of trying to address that issue, the shame involved, to get people to say, yeah, this happened to me. What can I do now?
Well, Nina, do you know what's kind of a fascinating statistic is? Do you know who is most likely to be actually fall victim to a financial fraud?
No. Who?
The age group? It's actually well-educated males over the age of 55. So, you know, oftentimes you might think that it's a certain, you know, segment of the population that is a certain age or a certain education base. But, you know, they're the ones that often will throw caution to the wind and say, I know what I'm doing. I know the risks of this investment. I see that this is a good thing. So it can happen to anyone. And that's really the important thing and the important message to get out that, you know, this has happened to one in five Americans over the age of 65. It's happening every single day. Profiling past instances will be one way of breaking through that embarrassment and that shame. We plan a lot of outreach into the various corners of Vermont in the upcoming months and beyond to inform you know, individuals about what the department can do to help them, to tell them to report instances. And I think that continued outreach and that continued sharing of information is one of the things that will help break down the stigma.
And just briefly, Mike, why is this an issue for your office to take up and not the Attorney General's office or even a non-governmental group like AARP?
Well, we certainly work with AARP and the Attorney General's office, but the reason why we are getting in on this issue is because of those frontline financial professionals that work with this population, the insurance agents, the bank tellers, the financial professionals. Those are industries which we directly regulate. So the trainings that we're going to provide to them in connection, hopefully with some of our other governmental partners and non-for-profit partners, we'll be helping them identify instances of senior financial abuse, ways to prevent it, how to report it, and how to prevent it.
Well, hopefully this will make a big difference in what I know is a huge issue. Mike Pichak is commissioner of the Department of Financial Regulations. We've been talking about the problem of seniors and older people being targeted for scams and other financial abuse. It's a problem that his department intends to work on. Commissioner Pichak, thanks for your time today.
No, thank you very much for your time. And I implore anyone that has any tips or reporting instances to email us at dfr.seniorsafe@vermont.gov.
All right. And we'll put that up on our website so that there will be a link. If you forget that, you can go to vpr.net.